everyone. Welcome to the show today. I'm coming to you from just outside of Greeley, Colorado. It's the Ag Classic, and we are here celebrating corn and wheat farmers and the great farmers in the state of Colorado. Today I have with me Danelle Kelsevic. She is a she comes from a multi-generational farm. You're on your fifth generation if we count your three girls. And I think this meeting is about sustainability and sustainable practices and sharing the message of sustainability with consumers. So I can think of no better person to have on the show today than Danelle. I appreciate you coming. Can you tell us a little bit about your farm?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning. I really appreciate being here. We are a multi-generational family farm located in eastern Colorado. We actually started kind of at the Boulder Turnpike area at 80th and Pecos back in 1898. My husband's great-grandfather started farming there, and then as urban sprawl began and things grew here, we moved to eastern Colorado in 1952 and have built what we like to call the world headquarters there. Just east of Denver, about 40 minutes in a little town called Bennett. We farm kind of from the edge of DIA, Denver International Airport, all the way to about 125 miles east of there to a little town called Linden. I would say one of the best things about it, and when we talk about sustainability, over the years, how the family's grown and continued to make the promise to work together as a family farm. And right now we have both my husband and his cousin, and now our children, all working together on the same farm, and we think that's pretty special. So that's sustainable.
What crops do you grow on your farm?
Predominantly wheat, and then we also do corn, millet, sunflowers, milo, and some forage. And we like to say we like to grow those other crops to help grow wheat, but we have just found crop rotations are a really great way to continue to help us be sustainable and not needing to use additional things, so we can break up weed pressures and keep the soil more healthy by doing crop rotations.
Now, I know that you are a member of American Agri Women. You're also involved in your State Common Ground program. What are some of the things that you do to help share the message of agriculture?
That's a great question. Thanks. I love to talk to people and be out and about. Here in Colorado, we actually in 2012 held the National American Agri Women Convention and got to outreach and bring a lot of women to this state to learn more about Colorado and share that message. We also, through our Common Ground events, we have done some great dinners with inviting mommy bloggers, newspaper editors. We did a great event on Channel 9 News in their backyard, just trying to outreach to consumers and tell them, you know, farmers are real people and we're doing real things and we're growing the food that you eat here locally.
I think you also recently had a tour group that had members from the EPA. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I can. Actually, the kind of cool part was they were actually the advisory group to the EPA. So when the EPA is looking for direction, this group came to us about 4 weeks ago, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers, and we had an opportunity to reach about 30 people that advise the EPA about what happens on a dry land farm in Colorado. Most of those people had never been on one, and that was astounding to us. So we got to show them our soil practices, what we're doing to sequester moisture, erosion, and all the different practices we are now implementing just to maintain sustainability on our farm.
So what's the outlook look like for this upcoming year for you? I think there's a little bit of the tone of the meeting I've heard from everyone. Everyone's thinking about this upcoming year. Commodity prices are dropping. Really all markets seem to be going down. Are you still optimistic? What are you thinking?
Well, farmers are always optimistic, right? We are the eternal optimists that need to stay that way, but we are really concerned with crop prices this year, and we are hoping that we can make it through this tough market time frame. We're looking at huge losses in our wheat crop right now just based on price drop and actual input costs. So we really, really hope this year that we can push through and be forward-thinking to make these markets work for our farm. We're going to try to do some real input buying right now early while prices are low on inputs to help cover some of that.
Do you have any new technologies, anything coming to your farm that you're doing?
We do. It's so exciting, Kim. I have to tell you, both my husband and our youngest daughter, who's very into technology, they got our first drone flying 2 weeks ago, and we are getting to look at our fields and our harvest operations from a drone, which is so exciting. And this last year, we also implemented a product called Connected Farm. So I can sit in the office, and I can see our sprayers or harvesters in the field at work live, real time. And to be able to look at that data and analyze it that way is really giving us what we hope to be a competitive edge in our market.
So do you have any advice for farmers that are listening about how to better share the story of agriculture? Because you really do a lot in your local area to promote your farm, other farms, the industry of farming, to help tell the story, because we all know that everyone is many generations removed from a farm. Do you have any advice for people listening?
You know, as we have been learning here at this meeting the last 2 days, if every one of us just did one thing, whether that's an Instagram picture, a message, an outreach to your news station, let's get some more positive stories out there. And if you just take a minute, 30 seconds, to post something, do something, if every farmer did one thing, we would reach so many more people. So I guess my challenge to all of you out there is do one thing once a week. That couldn't be too hard, to help outreach and tell our story of what we're doing in farming.
So what do you do for the people who are intimidated or people who are worried about, you know, it's no secret that there's bullies out there that are all ready to jump right in to attack modern agriculture? How about that? What do you say?
Well, I'm going to steal something from you from yesterday, that let's kill them with kindness. Let's rise above, and there are always going to be bullies. There always have been from the beginning of time, and we have to be able to just say, you know, water off the duck's back. We're going to do what we do, and there's more people that want to hear that positive message. There's those very few, that little tiny percent that is always going to bully, and you can just smile and kill them with kindness.
Well said. And I have to say, Danelle, I've never had anyone autograph a little bag of wheat flour for me, so I'm so excited. And I'm glad that I'm a light packer, because it fit perfectly into my carry-on today. It's the cutest thing. I'm so glad I don't even want to cook with it. It's the cutest bag that you autograph. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for all you do for agriculture. Thank you for everything you do to promote agriculture. Keep up the great work. And this is Kim Bremer, Ag Inspirations, reminding you to always smile, be kind, work hard, stay humble, and never stop learning.